Joseph had to grab Ruth. The young squirrel was about to dive over the side and swim to find his friends. The bellmaker held the kicking, struggling squirrel fast.
Ruth! Ruth, have you gone mad? You'd be drowned in a trice out there. We can't even see where the mast went.
But there was no reasoning with the squirrel. He fought Joseph wildly, striking him with all paws.
Let me go! I've got to save Jerry! He's all I've got!
Joseph flinched as Ruth's paws battered his face. He held on grimly until there was nothing else for it. Whack! The sturdy bellmaker laid Ruth senseless with a single blow to the squirrel's jaw. Then he laid him down safe.
Poor Ruth. I wish you hadn't made me do that.
For what seemed endless hours, the crew of the Pearl Queen battled with the elements, fighting to bring their vessel to the land, which now appeared temptingly close, but so difficult to reach. Wind-blown and soaked, they moved with frozen paws and numbed minds, automatically forcing themselves to go about their tasks. Logalog was standing far out on the prow, watching for hidden rock shoals, and he did not have time to brace himself when Pearl Queen shuddered and ground to a halt. The shrewd chieftain was thrown overboard. Formal saw him go. He ran to the bows, yelling,
"Shrew overboard!"
The crew dashed forward in Logalog's wake, stopping sharply as they reached the bows.
Look at me!
It was Logalog standing only waist-deep in the water. Finbar Galedeep drew both his swords, brandishing them at the storm and the heaving seas.
We beat you. You never got Galedeep and the Queen that time.
Carrying Ruth on his back, Joseph called every beast to abandon ship and make their way to shore. Formal moved with a speed not associated with his kind. He fairly scooted through the shallows to the dry land, where, lying flat on the beach, he kissed it fervently.
Ooh, I love ye good firm earth.
The remainder of the night the crew spent miserably, crouching behind a rocky outcrop as the storm spent its fury over the heaving seas, driving Pearl Queen even farther up onto the tide line. Without food or drink, they huddled together, utterly spent and fatigued. Through the grey dawn they slept, unaware that the storm had abated, and the tide had slipped silently out, leaving Pearl Queen high and dry, listed over as a crazy angle. High rolling clouds drifted westward on a calming breeze, while the skies turned deep blue. The warm sun beating down on his back, mingled with the plaintive cry of seabirds, gradually brought Joseph awake. He sat up stiffly and looked around. They were on a wide sandy beach, backed by huge brown cliffs, dotted with greenery. Pearl Queen had been washed up only paces away from where the bellmaker sat. Sometime before dawn, Ruth Brush had regained consciousness, only to cry himself back to sleep with the realisation that Dury had been lost at sea. Joseph drew quietly away from his slumbering form, seeing Finbar up and about.